Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei are two parshas that seem to just chazer over everything that we learned before. It's not very, very little chidushim here, and yet the Torah brought it. The Torah made two parshas about it, and it's aloy davahu. There's a chazal over here, and Rashi brings it in one eifin. Rashi writes about the Hukama Mishkan. So Rashi says over here, Vayovias HaMishkan, Vayovias HaMishkan, Moshe Soil Veskol Kalev, and it goes through the entire Protius Advarim. And Rashi says, Shloyochol Nakimoi, Olefisha Loyosim Moshe Shumalacha Bamishkan. He niach laKadosh Baruch Hu kemosay, shloyochol lakim shum odam machmas kovet krashim, and so on. So the Rashi brings it a Chazal to Tanchuma that no one could put up the Mishkan, it was too heavy. And then he Moshe did it, asoika tabiyotcha nirakim ekimoy, v'niska v'kome elav. So it looks like it's coming up. It looks like it's coming from him, and that's how it came. That is the Lashon of Rashi, the Lashon Chazal over here. The there are another two or three Chazal about this, a little bit different, coming from a little bit different makom. The Tanchuma says that Moshe was mitztayer, that he couldn't be mishtativ in the Mishkan, and b'meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going to be making it. So that's the Lashon Tanchuma. The Medrash Rabbah says in the beginning of Vayikra, the very, very beginning of Vayikra, it says, Nafshel Shel Moshe Guma Alav, that he felt Moshe Rabbeinu also felt very bad, same type of inyan, and therefore the Vayikra was only to Moshe, the Dibur was to Moshe. So two Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't it stire? He couldn't. He didn't participate. He didn't bring anything. And b'meila, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that comma. So this Rashi writes that the reason was nobody else could do it. And even he couldn't do it, but it was sort of like through Moshe. The Chazal, both places, in the Tanchuma and the Medrash Rabbah, the Mashmos is that Moshe Rabbeinu missed out on being mishtatev, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, you'll have a bigger chelek, and so on. What's hard to understand over here is, I mean, it says that he wasn't mishtatev, he was mitztayer, and so on. By the Nesiim, it says that the Nesiim brought the Avnei Shoham, and it says Nesiim Chasei Yud, why? It says they were the first ones that came to bring the Karbonis HaChanukas HaMizbeach, because they're very, very mitztayer that they said whatever will be missing we're going to bring, and b'meila, there was nothing left for them to do, and so they had to bring the Avnei Shoham, and they were the first ones to come running for the Karbonis. So l'chura, there's a stira there. I mean, how do we understand? The Nesiim were faulted. It says Nesiim's written Chasei Yud because they did something wrong. They were lacking in something. They were lacking in something because it wasn't quite, to wait around and to say, I'll write the check to cover everything else, even though it sounds very nedivistic, but it's lacking because it says a certain meter of atzlus. Okay, I understand that. But why isn't Moshe different? Moshe wasn't mishtativ, and now he's mitztayer, there's nothing left for him to do. Why isn't the same as Nesiim? Bal Korchach, the pshat has to be that there's some reason why Moshe couldn't be mishtativ. It wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to. The Nesi'im basically, they were meant to be shtativ. They said, whatever's left, whatever's needed, we're going to write a check for it, and nothing was left for them. Moshe Rabbeinu, there must have been some reason why he couldn't, was meant to, or something of that nature, to be mishtatev and to give part of it, and he was at stay on that. So try a little bit to Omer on that nekuda. Why is it, there was no isser or whatever? I mean, some here and there say there's no teretz that really explains why he couldn't. Some say because since he wasn't in the Chet Egel, so he didn't need the kapara, and this was a kapara. But there's no clear teretz why Moshe was not mishtatev, could not mishtatev. But one thing is clear is it wasn't because there was a lack of rutzen on his part. There wasn't that he didn't, that if he would have wanted to, he couldn't. Mashmoah says that Etzem couldn't be mishtatev. And the shaila is why? How do we understand why couldn't Moshe be mishtatev? That's one nekuda here. A second inyan is segueing from that is, if let's say his tsar was that he wasn't mishtatev, everybody else was mishtatev, he wasn't mishtatev. So having him put up the Mishkan, when Rashi says hukama Mishkan, that the Mishkan really was not put up by Moshe, was kind of, I don't know, use the lack of a better word, to show, you know, make believe, and it'll be up. Where was that in a chama? At the end of the day, so what did he contribute to the Mishkan? He didn't give any things to the Mishkan, and yet, he was the one. It was hukam somehow. So he didn't really make the kimus somehow. Chazal over Medrash Rabba over here says, Rabba's bonus also choil v'atolis al kolono. So Rabba's bonus also choil is Klal Yisrael, bringing their things to the Midrash. V'atolis al kolono, Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was maimed the crush and everything like that. It didn't quite do it that way. So, what's the v'atolis al kolono? Maybe if he would have succeeded in doing it, I understand. But basically what happened was they brought it to Moshe, and Moshe said, well, nobody could do it, so I guess Hashem is going to have to do it, and Hashem did it. So what's the ve'ato lis al kolon of Moshe Rabbeinu over here? Another interesting nekuda here is this parasha in Vayakhel, two things over here that stand out. First of all, the parasha itself starts with Shabbos. So Rashi says that Hikdim Azaras Mishkan Litziva Hikdim Azaras Shabbos Litziva Mishkan Loimish Anechas Shabbos. He had the Tzivu come first, so that it shouldn't, to tell us that it's not Toich Hakavas Tzivu, not Toich Shabbos. That's a we have something very similar in Kisisa, where you actually have all the tzivuyim on the Mishkan, you have at the end, v'ata abba misol, v'ata, afa pishev katicho tzavoy sarach sa Mishkan, al yoko ben echlisa shabashah sa oysu melocha. So, two things. First of all, I understand whatever reason there is in the world, I'm not sure why, whatever reason there is, we're repeating all of the binyan on Mishkan and so on and so forth. Okay, there's a kosev, there's a siba for it, fine. But the Shabbos, l'chura, seems to be an outside thing. It's a by the way. By the way, you should know that you should not be mechal Shabbos. What is that by the way, you know, so it's a side thing. So why repeat that also? Me'elui being mitzavah them to build it, so I understand that you're telling them, listen, build the Mishkan, and don't do it on Shabbos. Here, they're just recounting exactly what happened. This, and this. The Tzivu Shabbos, A, doesn't seem to have a makom here. Two, in Kisisa, it's at the end of the final pa'ula that's there. In other words, once you have Mizbech HaKtoiris, and you have Betzal, everything's there, We say, and by the way, it's not Teicha Shabbos, which seems to be an appropriate place to put it. A person, Lamash, makes a deal with somebody. I want you to work for me in this and this job. You tell the klal first, A, this is the job, B, C, and D, and then you say there's an exception, you take a week off. You can do this. On this occasion, you don't have to come, and you have to come, whatever it is. The yoytze min haklal is always at the end. So there's a tziva and the mishkan and so on and so forth, and at the end it says, and by the way, even though it's such a valdik mitzvah, so chashiv, so wonderful, it's not doicha Shabbos. Over here, we start with Shabbos immediately. Why would we start immediately with Shabbos? Even if you'll have a reason why you want to repeat it again. So repeat at the end. It that's the same place it was over there. I mean, everything else follows the order. There's a Klei HaMikdash, there's the big day Kahuna, and Shabbos. Have that also over here also. That's a problem understanding what the Pasha Shabbos does here. Also interesting here is, there's a Loisivara Eish B'chomash Seichem Yom HaShabbos. It's a machloikas a shaila why havara is yoytze min haklal. So either lalav yoytze l'chalak yoytze, we pask in l'chalak yoytze. We hold it's the same misak like everything else. And b'meila this parasha has the l'chalak yoytze. I have a shaila's tam over here. This is not the main parasha of Shabbos. Neither this nor kisisa, as a matter of fact. The way Rashi explains is, these are parshas of Shabbos that are kind of an appendage to Melechas HaMishkan. Melechas HaMishkan, it's not the Shabbos, and b'meila on Shabbos there's no, we don't build b'sich. Fine. L'chalek Yotzos is a central halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. Is this the place to put it? I mean, it's a very, very core halacha that you're even each one separately. So why off here would we, this is the place to say it? It's not a kasha so much because, a lot of times you find the odd psukim in odd places, but if we can find some sort of tfis and some sort of vana, it would be good. One more thing. This whole parsha is repeated, and it says Vayakel Moshe Lemachas Yom Kippur Shor Minahar. Fine, Vuloshen Hifil Sheina Oisif Anoshim Biyadayim Alahein Esofim Opidi Buroi V'Sargumoi V'Achnish. So Rashi says it's a Loshen Hifil. He caused them to come together when he spoke. I mean, what does Rashi? Yes, that's pshat in the pasuk, and I mean that's the correct dikduk. Is it's hifil? It is something where people they come because of the dibur. So I guess in grammar, lemoshel, if I command people and say you have to be in this place in this time, that's kohal. And the second thing is that. Or vayakel means my being here causes people to gather together. So what does it mean? What kind of hadgosh is it over here? I mean, what difference does it make? Sach hakol, he gathered people together, and he told them to be there. What's the lamdash difference? And if I assume this was true always. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, people came to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Dvar Hashem. You come to hear Dvar Hashem. So why is Manishtana, this place, all the places where it's telling me, unless this was different other places, those are the kudas that we want to try to explain it on. So let's understand a little bit, try to understand a little bit the oimik of the two dargis of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Let's take a dogma from someplace. The Maral speaks in many places the herkiv of the numbers Sheish and Sheva. Sheish is... Let's take a dogma of something which is a Dove Gashmi has six sides to it, and the six studim are the fullness of a Dove Gashmi. Whenever you have something that's physical, you have six sides. That defines, even if it's irregular, it defines the different halakim. There's something the Maral speaks about, the Nekuda Emtsois, which is Nekuda Shvis. And that is some seventh Nekuda that he says is the midpoint. The midpoint means like this. Whenever you have pieces, parts and pieces, it requires to have a some sort of, I don't know what word for it, point of reference, some sort of overarching idea that puts it together. If you don't have an overarching idea that puts it together, it's a bag of junk. It's not a chayfetz. So, Lamashal, if a person has a junkyard, he can have 1,000 pieces in the junkyard. It's nothing but a junkyard. If a person has a table, he has a wooden top, he has metal legs, he has beams, whatever he has, and on the kuda, meaning an idea of a table that everything falls along the different halakim of it, and that's what it becomes. So b'meila, every single item that there is has in itself its nekuda, meaning what makes it one unit, what puts it together, and then all the halakim. In one sense, in the level of machshava, that nekuda comes first. In a level of lemaisa, it's realized when you put it all together. But take, for instance, let's take a Lego set. So a kid can pile Legos on Legos. Nothing comes of it. You can just keep attaching pieces. When somebody has a Lego set that builds a ship or a plane or whatever it is, once all the pieces snap together, they snap together to become something. If you do it in the right seder, with the right structure and so on. The Mishkan is a rebuilding of the world. Kitikunoi. The world had become a kulkul to Cheta Eagle, and the different parts of the world needed some sort of tikkun and was represented in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was koil everything in the world. But those are parts and pieces. Those are bits and pieces. Each and every chelik, there's a shulchan and there's a menorah. The shulchan is not the menorah, it's not the shulchan. There's no multi-purpose table where you can do menorah on it and you can do this on it, that on it. Each kli is its own kli. Kenegdon, everybody in Klal Yisrael gave a chelik of it, and its chelik that he contributed to it was his piece over here. That was that's the chelik of Klal Yisrael in it. It still, had that been the way the Mishkan was built, we would have ended up with a box of things, wonderful things. But that's it. It's like a bag full of toys, lavdal, nothing. Somebody had to give to the Mishkan the nekuda that was the harkava of the Mishkan. What made the Mishkan one? What made the Mishkan one universe? A universe is not a place with lots and lots and lots of stars and suns and you know, and earths and dust and whatever. A universe is a place that's self-contained. It wraps around itself in its own world. To become a world needed to have that Nekud Emtsois, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu Adarabba, and it says in some form, it says it came out with this Nusach, but I may have said a little bit different, but I think that's the point. The Moshe Rabbeinu was a klal. It says Moshe Rabbeinu shakel keneged shishim ribu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a koyin, a navi, Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech. He was everything. He was everything because his metzias was Isha Klal. Ral says this in many places, that Moshe was Isha Klal. It's in a very different way. Rabbi Yochum says it in a Musarika way. Isha Klal is a person, well, he always attaches, is a person who thinks of things in a Klalistic term. You know, what is the public going to get out of it? It's a very different perspective. So Moshe Rabbeinu could not be Mishtatev. It was different than a Nesiim. The Nesiim were capable of giving. Each one belonged to a Shevet. They were well-to-do, but they felt that they wanted to do something prestigious, whether there was a certain level in the Kud of Atzlos at the bottom, or whatever it was, that was a chisaron, because they had a chelik to give, and they weren't giving their chelik for whatever reason. And b'meila, if they weren't giving their chelik for any reason, then they didn't, they were doing something less. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't give, because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come up with a specific point. It says, in a different way, but parallel to this, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard Rabbi Akiva darshning Tilatil Shalachis, and he didn't understand, and he said, you have a person like that to give out a Torah through, I give it through me, and then at the end, Rabbi Akiva said it's all coming from Moshe. So the way it says is, Reb Tzadik explains it that way, and others, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu's tfisa in Torah was a shlemistic tfisa. Pilpul requires being able to take piece by piece, chelik by chelik, nekuda by nekuda. And that's a mahalach that wasn't shayach to Moshe. And Moshe was above it, beyond it. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be mishtatev in any prat, and therefore nafshe was a gumalov. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, your chelik is the putting it all together. And I want to explain this point over here. The putting it all together is like Shabbos. Shabbos, on the one hand, is a kedusha milamala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it a matana taiva. On the other hand, it's lasis, a same as Shabbos. Shabbos is made by us, even though there is the element of being given milamala. So Shabbos is a chibur between an akuda al yoina and our input. Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos yechol b'Shabbos, mishatarach be'erev Shabbos lo yechol b'Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos itself is a chibur of what we've done and what happens. So Shabbos, the last of Shabbos, even though Shabbos be'etzem is not a pu'ul of ours, if we ask a person, when a person is shemesh Shabbos, he's not making Shabbos. It's not like when he's shaking a lulav, it's not like when he's putting on tefillin. But still, he's making the Shabbos. Even though the making of the Shabbos is an entity that we respect. Shabbos comes, doesn't allow us to do melacha. By not doing melacha, by preparing, we're partner in it. Because the Nekuda Shvius is not a physical, it's a conceptual Nekuda, it can't totally be Adam. So therefore, it's a little bit Adam, and a little bit l'maylam adam. That is that nekuda shvius. So the Moshe Rabbeinu's chelik, it wasn't the pshat that he didn't do anything and there was a show HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't resign his job and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it. There was the schus of Moshe, the nekuda of Moshe, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that did it. If I can give a mashal, let's say somebody comes up with an idea of building a certain car. So the idea of the car and the workers don't mesh. I can't come to the workers and say, Rabbi Isai, I'm thinking of a car of such and such a type. There's somebody, an engineer, who takes the idea and explains how the pieces, how to break down the pieces, and how the pieces fit back to the car. Moshe Rabbeinu's nekuda was that he was ish alekim, half ish, half alekim, and b'meile he could be toifis, the nekuda pnimis, and understand how it's supposed to be mischalik to all the pratim. That's the darg of Moshe, and that's what his role was. So Moshe Rabbeinu's point was that point. That's what Chazal mean. Rabbi Spanus also choyel ve'ato lisa kolano. There's a hadgasha on the word rabbis. The word rabbis is there are many. Rabbi Spanus means the builders of the Mishkan had to be many because the person who gave the kiyor couldn't give the shulchan, the person who gave the shulchan couldn't give the mizbeach teiris, and the person who gave the mizbeach teiris couldn't give the urias. Each one was a different sherish of an neshama. Each one was a different input. V'atolizakana, you stand on top of all. It's a pyramid. So there's the world of rabbis, which requires pieces. V'at olisal kolona, and it requires you who stand on top of all of it. That is the dagger of Moshe. It has an inyan like that reflect itself. First of all, that's the reason why Shabbos is listed in this parsha, and it is listed first. In other words, when Truman and Tetzaveh talk about how to make it, the instructions. So yes, Shabbos over there. And in the world of instruction, Shabbos is last. Rabbi Isai, I want everybody to show up Sunday for work, make a shulchan, make a menorah, make this and that. And, by the way, when Shabbos comes, it's stopped totally. It's not Deicha Shabbos. That's the most logical way of presenting it. Vayakal Pekuda is talking about Hakamas HaMishkan. It's talking about creating a tochen, bringing together the Mishkan in a way that it is a tochen. It's a kli for a tochen. So I start with the Teichen, and I say, this is Shabbos, and now I am going to... Shabbos is the Nekuda that brings everything together. It's a Nekuda Shvius, it's a Nekuda Pnimis, and now we will put the pieces around Shabbos. If I could give a dugmatit nebmaisa breishis, you have breishis, it ends with Shabbos, then you have Eilu Tol HaShemayim V'aretz, which technically comes after Shabbos. In other words, you have my Bereishis written twice. One is where Shabbos is at the end of it. That's in the world of Asiya, who did this on first day, second day of the day. And then you have Shabbos coming first in the world of Tachlis, Tochen, Echad, and so on. And if you look at the difference in two parashas, that is the difference. The role of Adam, the role of Shabbos, and so on. Those are the two. That's where Shabbos comes into here. I think the Vayakhel is also part of this Nekuda. Moshe Rabbeinu, if I yell at people, and Lamashal, I need to get an asifa of all the Shvatim. So I go to Reuven and I yell at him, or I command him, or I tell him, you have to come. And I tell Shimon, and I tell Levi. Then the pshat is, I had to give 12 instructions to come. Each one I push to come. If I have a message, and it draws everybody in, then bal korchoch I've hit a tzara shava. If my presence is the presence, so every Nasi of every Shevet, his Shevet came to him. But when the Nasi of Shimon spoke, the Shevet Yehuda didn't come to him. Shevet Yisachar didn't come to him because there wasn't the Nekuda. So he could invite them for a meeting, he could ask them to come, he could tell them to come, but that's a prat. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nekuda was such that when he spoke, it gathered Klal Yisrael together. Just like the Mishkan served as a common point and gathered everybody together, his Dibur, Moshe's Dibur, also was like that. So, we have Melechas HaMishkan is a totality of a Bria. Melechus HaMishkan has in itself a mirror of Maisa Bracious. We have the detailed creation of every piece, and it actually ends with Shabbos, like Bracious does. We have an understanding of what's going to happen the Mishkan. Voya Mishkan le'echod, the Vayakal Pekudei is the parsha of instilling that nekuda of oneness, the toichen that fits that entire kli. It's a different perspective on everything. Rav Hutton used to say that when it says, you know, that Lenishes Pasha Zu El Shvil Chiddush in Ischadish, he says it's not the pshat we repeat an entire parsha to add a chiddush. So just add the chiddush. He used to say that the chiddush casts a different light on the entire parsha. Here it's much more than that. Here it's just like when I look at a building being built. So Kol Zman, it's, you know, when the pieces are being built, it's an engineering. It's all about which piece is going where, being attached to what, and being supported by what, and so on. When it's put up together, question is now, commercial real estate? Is this residential? Who am I renting out to? What kind of store am I bringing here? I all of a sudden transition from a protistica piece to dealing with the windowsills and the elevators and the wiring to dealing with the occupation of the building. Very, very different perspective. Vayakal Pekudei is the perspective of it together. So, yeah, when we learn it, we may not get it, but that's what the Torah said over here. It's why Shabbos over here precedes the Parsha, because Shabbos is that Nekudah Shvius. So there's one istaklus in the world of Asiyah, in the world of making something. We start with pieces with the six sides, and we add the seventh Nekudah, and then we have a different perspective where we look from the Nekudah and ask, what does each piece do it? Moshe Rabbeinu was that unique part in Klal Yisrael. I saw someplace that that was the side of Moshe Rabbeinu's Keshet Tefillin Her La'anav. The Keshet Tefillin is the junction that's mechaber the two straps that come from two different sides of the tefillin and go to two different sides of the body means that it's a crossroads of both Al Yonim Tachtonim Yemin and Smoil. It's a crossroad of four very different hashpahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tefillin has a reason why there's a strap coming from the right side and a strap coming from the left side. It comes down into the body, and there's a reason why there's a strap on the right side and a strap on the left side. And there's a keshet tefillin that's the nekuda of that puts it together. So al kaponim, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzias. That's Moshe's inyan. I want to add another point over here. How is Moshe? How does Moshe get to there? You know, it's certainly his personal darga. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's darga, that he is above everything, that he's atolis al kolona, and so on. But was there something here that he made his input over here? And the answer is the words that Chazal say that nafshei ogma olav, or was mitztayer, the tshuka, the tsar of wanting the milui, mosei avay ve'iroya. In other words, the shteikikus is an expression of that. Shteikikus means that I look at something as a kli. I'm craving something. I'm desiring something. The avoda kol zman, that the avodas hamishkan, the focus of avodas hamishkan, is restricted to each piece and each point, then you don't perceive it yet as a kli. So le marshal, let's imagine the poil, the guy who's standing and working, welding. The guy standing and welding the beams. He's focused on welding the beams correctly and making sure it's very strong, and so on. The owner is standing there and asking himself, when can I bring my first tenant in over here? When can I get people to occupy this and start paying rent or whatever? The difference, when a person has a specific job to do, the tamtzis of his input is the job he's doing. That's it, no more, no less. When a person has a bigger picture, then the person is mishtoikik and asking himself, what's going to be? Let's take a dugman in Avayas Olam. A person that has a child, and he takes a child to the doctor. So the doctor examines the child, b'shehusham, what's he lacking, what does he need, and so on. A parent thinks, what will be with him? What will he grow into? What's his future? It's a very, very different istaklus. The nafshei ogma, the nesiim, again, the way Chazal give it to us, nesiim was kind of a content. You know, they said, here's a blank check. When you finished, everybody else will fill it in. When nothing was left, they felt kind of very peevish. They said, well, you know, it's kind of, we're the guys who left out, and, you know, it's, you know, what, how does it look? Moshe Rabbeinu, as Klal Yisrael was building, was bitzar for the Ashuras Hashchina, was bitzar for the content. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, that's me that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher with, to have that the Ashuras Hashchina is b'schusoy, they're putting together the Mishkan as a whole is b'schusoy, the Ashuras Hashchina is b'schusoy, and the Dibur comes to him specifically. Those are all the items that Chazal list for that reason. It gives us a different perspective on the relationship between Olam Hamaisa / Mitzvah / Halacha to the Olam of Avodah of Ava, Yira, etc. Certainly, if the pieces in the Mishkan are not appropriate, not built right, not designed right, and so on, there's no Mishkan. With all the Shishtoikas and all the Chukas and everything in the world, nothing happens. But for the person who does all the pieces right, all the pieces are machined correctly and they're put together, if the Maisa is done just that, it's done without any chiestit, without any feel to it, then the person's lacking that seventh nekuda. The person is lacking that nekuda emtzoyis. Everything is a chetimtze for something. So, kadmoinim was mesakim for l'shem yichud, which, again, it's not easy to understand exactly what that is. And that also becomes road, also becomes part of the asiya. Avoida of a person. So the halachic obligations of a person are defined in a certain way. And, you know, we can put it down on pens and paper, and it's possible to do it. But you know, everyone has deficiencies, but it's possible to do it. The tshuka, the cheshek, the shtoik is the understanding that Ashuras Hashchina is the goal of all the pieces together. When will I come and all this building is for an occupant? Lasid Lovin Melech HaMashiach comes, we'll have that nekuda of Moshe back, the nekuda of the one that has that klolius of Klal Yisrael and brings that. But in our own avoda, there's the chelik of detail, halacha, maisa, and there's the chelik of teichen, tshuke, ava. When a person is oisik in these yanim, mechazik himself, and he learns a little bit to understand the unique teichen, how does this mitzvah bring hashoras hashchina? What does it add to the binyan? Not just what is this screw and this bolt, but rather what is it as part of a binyan? And when a person learns to have that perspective, alongside with the perspective of doing what I'm supposed to do, also understanding what I'm anticipating. If a person is just nafsha ogmalov, if a person just has that level of, he's mitztayer, he's mishtekik for something, then his maisim rise up. No one can make it, but if a person is there, then it's hukama mishkan. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it that the mishkan becomes something worthy of containing it, and the person is zeicher that the kved Hashem is mole is the mishkan, and Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to a person through that on Shabbos. Thank you.